Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
He said he aced it, and I don't think he ever saw anyone ace it.
So what is NATO, and what is the purpose of NATO since the fall of the Soviet Union 30 years ago?
So we definitely want debates.
Democrats don't accept elections that they don't win.
Republicans stand for a strong, free, and prosperous nation.
The war room is not here to unite the country.
For the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Yeah. Just remembering Meatloaf this morning as you hear the short list there, Carl. Nice work. We appreciate that. Yeah. Welcome back into the show on a cold, cold Friday morning. I was probably, and I'm able to start my car in advance with that remote starter, which I love. I was probably 15 minutes into my drive before that truck really got warm this morning. I'm just telling you. Yep. It's that cold out there. Just so you're well worn before you head out the door. Glad you're with us, though. We've got a lot to get to here. I just want to give you a little preview of what we got coming up. Carl, if you could play cut 10 in its entirety, please.
When speaking of the point of origin for a pandemic, China is a country, and I appreciate that. The Spanish flu is such, the Spanish flu. We are not denigrating Spanish people. The German measles are the German measles. We're not denigrating the Germans. And for the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread.
I like so beer. I appreciate I've that. Always liked beer. Yeah. That is State Representative Brian Seitz. And he and Shamed Dogan kind of mixed it up down in Jeff City this week over a CRT debate. And if you're wondering what that's all about, we're going to talk to the state representative here at the bottom of the hour because he's anxious to kind of clear the record a little bit on this interaction and his thoughts on why it happened to begin with. So that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, by the way, it is that day in Washington, D.C. every year when they have the March for Life. A friend of mine, Elizabeth Westhoff, for many years, she lived here in the greater St. Louis area. She worked for the Archdiocese for a while here. She now lives in Florida. She's gone to a better place, you might say. She lives in Florida where it's warm. But she's flown to D.C., where it's probably cold as well, for that March for Life today. We're going to get a live report from Elizabeth coming up as well at around 8:35 or so this morning. So be sure and stay tuned for that. It's going to be a big deal. And our friend Heidi Harris is going to join us as well at about 8:20. So I want to hear her thoughts on all these debates coming out of D.C. right now over the president's speech and what is going to happen with Russia and whatever else is on her mind. How about that? I'm sure she'll want to talk COVID as well. So right now we are we've been talking a lot about redistricting, if you've been listening. It's a big deal. in the state of Missouri because we've had the census, we've got the numbers, we've got to redraw the districts, and we need to get all this decided because we have elections coming up. We have State Representative Dan Shaw in studio with us this morning. If you're watching on the Facebook Live, he is from District 113 and has been in charge of, or at least you've been on the committee deciding this map out of the House.
Yeah,
Am I correct?
I was asked to be the chairman. First of all, thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah, good to see you.
Speaker Vescovo asked that I chair the committee last March, and we've been working hard since last March to get to the point that we are today.
You know, Dan, in preparation for interview this morning, I've looked at a couple other things that you're in pushing down there in Jeff City, like election reform.
Yes.
And I know that you're on the committee where they're considering initiative petition reform.
Yes.
Those are all issues that are near and dear to my heart and things that I think are very important and things that are very conservative. What do you say to the people that say this map you've drawn is not conservative?
Well, one, I would agree with you. Election reform, IP reform is certainly important to me. And as chairman of elections, we've moved those bills the last several years to the Senate where they've died. Why is this map conservative? One, it strengthens every congressional district that the Republicans currently hold. It also takes the two Democratic districts, 1 and 5, and makes them more moderate. And it may not appear that way at face value because it's not the 7-1 that everybody wanted. But 7-1 wasn't going to have the votes in the House. And as chairman and also bill handler, you have to find a way to get a bill through the House to the Senate. As I said Wednesday on the floor, the Senate has every opportunity to amend it to a 7-1 or to a different 6-2. They have every opportunity to do that as well, and we'd be receptive to taking anything back under consideration.
Have you been working with your cohorts in the Senate on this particular plan before you sent it over there?
I don't know that there's anybody we haven't talked to about it. Certainly, I've spoke with the chairman over there. I've spoke with many members of the Senate. Many members of the Senate have spoken to me, not necessarily with me, but to me. And it's been quite entertaining that so many people can talk about stuff without ever picking up the phone and talking to you.
So I'm not sure that I ever believed we'd get a 7-1 map as much as I think we should have.
I agree with you. I would love to have one.
We would ever have achieved that, even with what was until this year a supermajority, and I know we've lost a few people in the House. But what I've tried to do is look at this map that you've presented over there that's been perfected by the House, and what I'm looking for is an overlay of CD2 so I can see exactly what's changed there.
Mm-hmm.
What we know about the last election cycle is that in Ann Wagner's district, Josh Hawley lost. What has been done to strengthen that district as a red district, because that shouldn't happen in CD2, in my opinion.
Correct. And CD2, in the instance you're talking about, it is stronger now than it was on the last map. What we've done is made sure and we use some of these interesting terms, communities of interest. If you look at that map that we created for CD2, it takes a lot of people that voted probably against Hawley, probably against Congressman Wagner, the Shrewsbury area, the Webster, Marlboro, that area down in there was heavily Democrat. And that is, you know, it's communities of interest, people that think alike. And that when we drew the map, we thought they fit more with CD1 than CD2. Then when, you know, with St. Louis City reduced so much, we had to add tremendous amount of population. So we went out to St. Charles County and took west and southwest St. Charles County and added that to CD2. And that is very much in favor of people that would have voted for Ann Wagner or Senator Hawley. Those are the type of people who live in West St. Charles County, and it's very evident by who they elect out there currently.
I'm just going to ask you to clarify that. So the people that represent St. Charles County, Nick Schroer, Bob Onder, have had him on the show this week. They're very critical of this because they think that the stronghold of St. Charles County should have been kept intact. It's not intact under the current map, correct?
Correct.
But they wanted it to be made whole. Like, for example, you represent parts of Jefferson County.
Yes.
And you're running for Senate down there, which we can talk about in a minute. But Jefferson County in this map was moved completely out of 8 into 3, correct?
Well, it was in 2, 3, and 8. It was split three ways before. And the lower half was in the 8th. smaller population. The largest population center was in the third, Congressman Lutemeyer. He now will retain the entire county of Jefferson.
So why not make St. Charles County intact?
Well, you have choices you have to make. And I chose to keep Jefferson County whole. And then if you look at St. Charles County, with the VRA district and CD1 having to remain a minority-majority district, what are you going to do there? It's a game of push and shove. And if you're trying to get more people that are going to vote like Hawley or vote like Wagner, it was hard to draw that map in that way and also protect St. Louis County. So it was a give or take. And I heard as I was driving in, you asked about congressional input.
Yeah. Have you heard from Ann Wagner?
We've heard from, as I said earlier, we've heard from almost everybody possible on this, and then their uncles and their aunts and their cousins as well. Yes. And there was many people that didn't want the center of CD2 to be in St. Charles. There was some that wanted it to stay in St. Louis County. It was who's going to win on this? So what I did with this map is I put a map together. I did talk to the Senate chairman. We put out a joint press release saying this is a good starting point. Let's talk about it. Because up until December 31st, everybody agreed with the map they had. There was no map to look at. So I threw the map up against the wall and figured, all right, I'll take the bullets. Let's figure out what the best map is. And the House pushed something out the other day. Only Republicans voted for it. 84 and 86, depending upon third read or perfection. There were several that were not there. There were several that were afraid. They were getting threats to not vote for it. So I think our true vote count, if everybody would have been healthy and in the building, would have been in the mid-90s, not the 84 and the 86 we had. Now it's the Senate's turn. It's the Senate's turn to do what they keep talking about.
On Nick Schroer's example of this, he was told that it wouldn't be constitutional.
Correct.
Why?
Well, there's several court cases, and everybody has their own court case. The impression I was under, the rules we were playing by all along, was that the districts had to be equal within one whole person. And I didn't want to risk us going to court and losing and having the federal court or the state court draw the map. It's very, very clear. The Constitution, Article 3... I want to say 45 or 40, section 45, 49, in 63 said that it could vary. Then there's been court cases since then, not only in Missouri, but throughout the country, that says it has to be within one person.
Yeah, but that's not the language, right? Because in 2012, when this map was challenged and Jay Nixon tried to veto it and all that, the Supreme Court of Missouri determined at that point that it could, how was their wording? It does not require absolute precision. There could be a 1% to 3% variance in some of these districts.
Well, you know, we can argue that. The ruling on the floor that it was not within the rules constitutionally, I didn't make that ruling. Do I support that ruling? Yes, that was very clear. And I had asked Representative Schroer to see the map so I could help him get it so it'd be ready for prime time. And I never saw it till it was filed with the clerk on Monday at 2:00.
So you mentioned Webster, and did you say Glendale, or
very very small portion of Glendale?
But Webster and Kirkwood and some of the is Clayton moved? Clayton didn't move.
Clayton, I believe, is entirely in the first now.
Okay, so there were other municipalities that were more blue that could have been added into the first, and then CD2 could have been moved more west, right?
It was.
Which would have strengthened it?
West. It was moved west, and there was some of the, what you would refer to as the heavy blue, was put into the first.
So I guess my question here is, you don't think, honestly, that CD2 is at risk of turning blue in the next couple of election cycles? Because we're not going to get another shot at this for 10 more years.
Correct, and that's part of the problem we have. Whatever we do is for 10 years. If we don't do it, then the courts do it, or we do it in a way that it ends up with the courts doing it. If we forfeit or surrender our right to do that to the courts, it's for 10 years. So we have to get it right. I believe that the second, although it will remain competitive, it's not going to turn blue if we have a good candidate, which we do in Ann Wagner. If we continue to the grassroots and continue shows like this to make sure people understand that, I think it can remain blue and it or can remain red, and it will remain red.
So Dan Shull is my guest, state representative from District 113, who is the chairman of this redistricting committee in the House. And so now this has got to go to the Senate. The Senate's got to come up with a version of it. And does that have to be sent back to the House again to be looked at?
If the is any other bill, if they modify it in any way, it would come back.
So the question then was whether or not this needed to be passed with an emergency clause. That got defeated when you perfected it, correct? There weren't enough votes. No Democrats voted for it.
There was one Democrat that voted for it, and two Democrats voted present for the emergency clause, and it had 95 or 96
and
votes.
And that wasn't enough.
That was 13 short.
I asked the governor when I had him on last week. I'm like, why not just make a concurrent special session to make this an emergency bill without having to depend on Democrat votes? Couldn't you have done that?
I suppose he could have. I'm dealt the cards I am, and we have to do it in regular session. It could have been done in regular a special session, but it wasn't for various reasons. And we are where we are right now. And this is what we have to play.
All right. Dan Shull, again, my guest state representative, has been working on this. Now, you got several other things going on that I wanted to talk to you about real quick. I'm a big proponent of fixing this initiative petition problem. Look at this ranked choice voting thing that's coming into Missouri with millions of dollars from outside of the state, right?
Absolutely.
So I know there's a couple of bills pending before your committee. Is that correct?
Yeah, we voted one out this week, HR 79, Mike Henderson's bill. It voted out. It'll go to rules and then to the floor probably this week. It's basically the same thing we passed to the Senate last year. It is my hope that the Senate will act upon it.
It raises the threshold.
Yes.
to initiate. So you have to get more signatures in more areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then does it push it up to a 2/3?
Yes. It would require, the Constitution would actually require more than 50 plus one, which it currently does.
So that'll go to the Senate.
Yeah. And we
have got blocked last year.
Right. We have probably about another 7 bills in the hopper, all on initiative petition reform. And we're starting, I believe, to get some election reform bills as well signed to our committee.
I hope so. So you sponsored House Bill 1911 this year on election reform.
Yes.
It has a lot of really good things in it that I've thought for a long time we've needed, like you would move us away from electronic voting, wouldn't it? Did I read that correctly? That it would require paper ballots?
Yes, it would require paper ballots.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And
it would also require photo ID for absentee balloting.
Right.
If you're going to vote, if you're going to go in and vote absentee, you're going to have to show a photo ID.
Right.
Basically, you're going to have to show a photo ID. It doesn't matter when you vote, you're going to have to show a photo ID. It was same as 738 last year. It was basically the same bill. That bill went to the Senate. Never received a hearing.
That's so frustrating.
And some of the senators that are arguing with me about this are also ones that held that up last year for other reasons.
But not because they were opposed to the idea.
They were opposed to the 6 weeks of being able to go in and vote without an excuse, but with an ID.
They wanted that shortened or mm-hmm. eliminated, one of the two?
Probably
so,
eliminated.
So the other thing this does is define what an absentee ballot is, and it doesn't allow mail-in balloting, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, the only
way you could mail it in is if you're on the disabled list, or there's a very small amount of people. Everybody else would have to absentee vote in person with an ID.
Now, these are the kind of election integrity
very
issues.
Very simple.
That have to be done around the country.
Right.
Well, thank you for working on
that. It has to be done in this state. We've passed it out the last 2 years. It needs to be done. This is the third year's a charm. It's my last year in the House, and I hope we have success.
Are you going to get a hearing on this?
Yes, it'll be referred to us. I absolutely will get a hearing. It's not a question of the House. It's a question of the Missouri Senate taking it up.
Good to know. Well, you hope you're running for the Senate down there against who? Jeff Rorta, correct?
I believe so.
And maybe Mary Elizabeth Coleman?
That's the rumor.
The rumor? Okay, so the three-person race for the Senate down in Jefferson County.
The interesting
Jefferson
thing
County.
Is Jeff Rorta is a Republican now.
He is. I just had him on the other day talking about that switch. Yeah. You sound like you don't buy that.
I'm shocked.
Dan Shull, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Great having the conversation with you. We appreciate that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I wish I knew how to break this.
So this is not very politically correct anymore, apparently, but I don't care. It's a good song.
Oh, yeah,
and it is cold outside.
This has been an issue for a long time, yeah.
And I love that.
Isn't that the Gaga?
That's Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, baby. Mm-hmm. They did a great job with that song. I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, that's just a reminder that not only is it cold outside, but that I'm not afraid to say things that might not be politically correct, because I think that you have to tell the truth at the end of the day. You have to be willing to speak the truth. And I've said it before on this show. Last year, when Donald Trump got in trouble for that China ban, remember that? Or was that early 2020, wasn't it? When the pandemic first started. And he banned travel from China, and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer came out and called him xenophobic for daring to do that, and how prescient he was to do that, right? Because that was the source of the problem. And saying that does not mean that you support violence against Asians or anything like that. It's just a fact. It's a fact that that's where this version of coronavirus originated. And we can debate all day whether it was in a lab in Wuhan or some guy eating a bat at a wet market. But it still doesn't change that fact, right? So this week, Shamed Dogan got into it with Representative Brian Seitz. Because a year ago, Representative Seitz made a reference to it as the China virus. That was something that apparently Shamed Dogan, who's now running for county executive here, could not stomach during a debate about CRT. He brought it back up. Listen to cut 9, please.
When speaking of the point of origin for a pandemic, China is a country, and I appreciate that. The Spanish flu is such, the Spanish flu. We are not denigrating Spanish people. The German measles are the German measles. We're not denigrating the Germans. And for the record, I love dumplings, I love black-eyed peas, and I love cornbread. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, but that's the way people talked 100 years ago. The Spanish flu actually didn't even originate in Spain, you know, and we do know that COVID originated in China. That is a fact, sure. But why would you not just refer to it as the coronavirus? This is what everyone else refers to it as. What's so bad about just referring to it as the coronavirus and not?
So the question here to me was, what did it have to do with CRT? And I invited Representative Brian Seitz to join us this morning from the 156th District. Brian, welcome into the show. Thanks for giving me some time today.
Thank you, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, sir. You were in a hearing on education and critical race theory and all that, and Shamed Dogan chose to bring this up. Why do you think that was?
Right. Basically, this is just another cancel culture attack by those who still want to vilify President Trump. Everyone knows that my use of the term China virus on the floor last year was while I was disagreeing with a fellow Republican about the issue of raising a tax. And I didn't think that because the recent pandemic started in China and it had to do with the Chinese government allowing this thing to escape, that we needed to raise taxes in Missouri as a government to make up for the shortfall because the government closed businesses.
Right.
Representative Dugan decided to bring this up during the committee because I guess he had never read my bill. My bill had nothing to do with the China virus. It was just a cancel culture attack in order to gain notoriety and probably jumpstart a possibly failing campaign.
You know, the interesting thing about it, as I listened to it, was effectively he suggested that you have contributed to xenophobia. Or he even brought up the case of a local news reporter here who claims she was attacked for her Asian heritage. And that somehow by using that phrase, you have contributed to that.
Right. I think the left always uses things like that to progress their agenda. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Again, I would condemn any and all attacks, whether they be physical, social media, and so forth, on a person because of their ethnicity. And as a matter of fact, House Bill 1669 seeks to stop exactly that. And I think if Representative Dugan would have read the bill, he could have asked some substantive questions. But just an attack, a cancel culture attack, typical of the left.
Yeah, I know you're saying the left. I just have for any, if there's anybody listening in my audience who doesn't know, Shamed Dogan is a Republican state representative from West St. Louis County, which is why the whole interaction caught me by surprise. I don't know why this would be brought up now in the context of what you were talking about. He demanded that you apologize.
Right, he did. And I think there are those that participate in identity politics. And it's quite possible that Representative Dugan identifies as a Republican, and he needs to show himself to be slightly different because of the campaign that he's running for St. Louis County Executive. And I think he was trying to build some sort of base that he obviously doesn't have by throwing a fellow Republican under the bus.
You know, again, we're talking to State Representative Brian Seitz from a District 156. Now, where is your district near Springfield?
We're south of Springfield. We're in God's country of Branson, Missouri, the live entertainment capital of the world, and really enjoy being down here in Branson.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you do. We enjoy visiting down there a lot. I did want to let's talk about what the bill was that you were discussing at the time, which is House Bill 1669, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It basically deals with stopping the concepts of one race or gender being superior or inferior to another. The bill does not mention critical race theory nor the 1619 Project, but it would help stop the teaching of those concepts to our young children. You know, how disingenuous and terrible would it be to teach a child that they are either superior or inferior based on their race or gender? That needs to be stopped, particularly in our public schools right now. And I wish Representative Dugan would have focused on that fact, and we could probably agree, but he needed to make political hay, so he created a straw man.
Well, he made reference to that. He seemed to feel like you couldn't support House Bill 1669 and yet use language like China virus. It was like somehow the two were connected.
Yeah, I think you have to reach back in time for when I said that last year. And again, it was a political stunt. It was something that, of course, I did not see coming. I was very well prepared to speak about the bill and the substance of the bill, but he took it a different direction. Well, and I get it. You know, politics is politics.
You know, I read the description of 1669, and my own perception of it is here in the week that we've celebrated Dr. Martin Luther King Day, it's very much along the lines of the teachings of Dr. King, where he didn't want people judged by the color of their skin.
Yes, I quoted Dr. King during my presentation, and I think that it's a very important bill. It's what Missourians are talking about right now, and they have been for the last year. I had encouraged the governor to hold a special session last year to actually deal with this problem before the new school year, but he saw fit not to bring it forward. And so I want to attack this through the legislative process.
Brian Seitz, my guest, state representative in District 156 down near Branson. You know, I just had Dan Shaw on here talking about the whole redistricting debate. What's your take on the map that was passed by the House and sent to the Senate?
Right. I would have preferred a 7-1 map. In fact, as a Republican, I would have preferred an 8-0 map. But that's not possible constitutionally. So I have supported the 7-1 maps. I think the current map is a 6-2. And if that's the best we can do, well, we'll work with that and we'll keep the status quo. But I'm really for a 7-1 map because I think Republicans govern better.
Yeah, you know, I saw Caleb Rowden tweeted out that, you know, we need to make sure that rural Missouri is represented. I don't know that tweaking CD2 to make it more red than it is right now damages rural Missouri. Is that your perspective on it?
Yeah, no, I don't think it damages rural Missouri at all. And really, these politics of division, we're dividing by race, we're dividing by gender, we're dividing by Republican, Democrat, and so forth. Can we not see ourselves as Missourians and provide the best representation in Washington, D.C. that we can?
Yeah, it certainly should be the goal for sure. Brian Seitz, listen, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. State Representative Brian Seitz there from District 156. It was pretty amazing interaction here. Maybe we need to get Shemed on here and let him explain why he chose to go down that path. It's pretty baffling to listen to it, in my opinion. Hey, we'll get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. The phone number you can always call is toll-free at 866-455-9797. Heidi Harris coming up, and we're going to talk about the March for Life on Washington, D.C. a little later today in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mission in Congress is about the children, for the children. As you heard me say, you're in the arena, you have to be prepared to take a punch, you have to be prepared to throw a punch for the children, for the children. And so we'll be dealing with issues that relate to antitrust and Section 230 and what damage that does to children and the rest.
You have to be ready to throw a punch for your children.
What?
Except if you're at a school board meeting and decide to do that, the FBI is going to haul you away as a Trump supporter. I'm sorry, Nancy. What the hell is she talking about?
Punching children?
Punching children? You have to be ready to throw a punch for your children. Oh, I think is what Nancy
Not
said.
Punch
there.
Them. Be ready to punch someone else for them.
Maybe you shouldn't have punching children in the same sentence.
Probably true.
Probably a good idea. Get this. So Breitbart reported on this yesterday. You see what Robert Reich said? I always loved how Rush Limbaugh dragged out his last name, Robert Reich. He tweeted out after the Senate failed to override the filibuster the other night. He tweeted out this line. Tonight, Republican senators lined up to shake Kristen Sinema's hand. Democratic senators should have given her the back of their hands. Period. End quote. Is that not calling for violence against women? How's Robert Reich still a thing? I know he's a hard left icon. Whenever they roll out some new spending plan, they run out and say, you know, Robert Reich, Pulitzer Prize winning or Nobel Prize winning economist Robert Reich claims that this is a great idea. I mean, the guy's a radical leftist. And yet he's able to tweet out that you should give a woman the back of your hand and there's no fallout for it. I know there's a double standard in America, but just imagine Donald Trump tweeting that out, or Ted Cruz tweeting that out, or Rand Paul tweeting that out. They would have been run up a flagpole. Nancy Pelosi and Cori Bush would be holding news conferences on Capitol Hill demanding their resignation, and maybe worse. And Robert Reich is going to get away with it. That's the double standard you're dealing with. I thought this was an interesting soundbite. And it was Steve Bannon talking about what's going on around the country right now in the war room. And the fact of what he's willing to do to fight against some of that. Go to cut 16, please, Carl.
If they're idea is to turn us into basically a cultural Marxist country and destroy the constitutional republic's been handed down generation after generation after generation after generation with patriot blood on battlefields all over the world. And that's where we're not going to reach a consensus on that. We do not agree with that, and we will never agree with that, and we will fight it until we defeat it.
That's Steve Bannon referring to the president's call that basically if you don't agree with the Democrats on this big spending and this election bill, then your vote doesn't matter. That you're like Jefferson Davis or whatever. If he thinks his point is, if they think they're ever going to get unity with a position that you're either going to agree with us or we're going to redline you, right? We're going to suppress your point of view. Forget about it. Good for Steve Bannon. Listen to cut 15.
The war room is not here to unite the country. The war room is here to fight your cultural Marxism, your globalism, your destruction of the middle class, the working class, and therefore the constitutional republic that's been handed down from generations from time immemorial. That's our thesis. That's our theory of the case. And note to self, we're winning and you're losing.
Boom. You go, Steve Bannon. I love that. That's a great point. Couldn't agree with him more on that. Quick break here. We will talk to the one and only Heidi Harris coming up in the next hour. And a friend of mine who's in D.C. today at the March for Life. That's at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.